A surprising email hit my inbox this week. It came from Tom Holbrook, co-owner and manager of the independent River Run Books in Portsmouth, one of our partners for the Writers on a New England Stage series. The subject line of Tom's email, "Why I'm Not Going to Complain About Amazon Anymore." And it was sent to the more than 2,500 members of River Run's email list. Word of Mouth senior producer Rebecca Lavoie tracked Tom down to find out what was behind it. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I think we're pretty used to hearing independent booksellers complain about Amazon, but you've decided you're not going to complain anymore. Why is that?
Well, of course I'm going to complain. I mean, it's a bit of a rhetorical flourish to say I'm not going to complain and then complain. But it is true that there's a lot of pushback. You were just talking about fake reviews on Amazon. There's also the deadly, deadly comment section of blogs and anything that's posted online. And one of the things that I've noticed is when booksellers say, hey, Amazon's doing this terrible thing, more and more there's people who jump on and say, you know, just shut up. I want my books. I want them cheap. What makes you special? I think we have to, you know, go out there every day and show why we're special.
Well, you actually run through some of what you can do to, you know, not necessarily compete with Amazon, but certainly coexist a little more peacefully. You know, talk about some of those things. One of the things that you say is, you know, being more real world convenient. What does that mean for your store?
Well, all independents have been working over the last decade to be more convenient. We didn't used to have to be because we were the place where you got books. And now it's so much easier to whip out in your phone and order a book. And at the same time, there's more and more books being published every year. So, you know, my store is about 1,700 square feet. But if I were a 35,000 square feet Barnes & Noble, I still probably wouldn't have what you wanted because there's so many books. And since people can no longer just walk into a store and assume that they're going to have what they want, we've got to do everything we can to get that book to them instead of having them go elsewhere. One of the more interesting trends I've seen is that people are choosing format based on availability. And that is a surprising thing to me. Let me explain. Someone will come into the store and say, do you have The Grapes of Wrath? And I say, no, can I get one for you? And they say, no, I'll just download it to my iPad. Now, if I had had the book, they would have bought the paper book. But since I didn't have the paper book, they were going to get the electronic book. And I think we're used to thinking of people as either people who like e-readers or people who like paper books, but that's really not the case at all. So one of the things that we need to struggle to do is to help that person get that book from us. And that may be explaining to them that they can order the ebook from us just as easily, or explaining to them that they can order the paper book from us and have it delivered straight to their house. Whatever, there's a lot of things that we can do that I don't think consumers realize that we can do. We need to be, you know, cutting edge and also sort of preserve the feel of bookselling that draws a lot of people into our physical stores.
I'll admit, I shop on Amazon. I think of Amazon more now as a place to buy, say, you know, dog food or, you know, the brand of moisturizer that is hard to find and I can get it with free shipping with Amazon Prime. And, you know, buying books, like you mentioned, sometimes in terms of format, the download is easy if you want something right away. But you're sort of talking about bringing back the value of the high touch experience. Is that enough to have this conversation, that for people to make this conscious choice? You know, we're not going to sell dog food or car batteries or road salt here. You know, come in for this high-touch experience because of the experience.
Right. And that's part of where Amazon is so frustrating. And one of the reasons you hear booksellers complaining, and it makes us sound like six-year-olds, but it's not fair. You know, they're selling dog food and TVs and such, and what they're really trying to do is capture information from people that they can use down the road. They, to my knowledge, and they're very secretive about their bookkeeping, but to my knowledge, they do not make a considerable amount of money selling books. They use books to get people to the site to sell them other things. And again, they don't show their numbers to everybody, so I can't say for 100% that that's true. But most booksellers, you know, we just sell books. And I think people would be upset if we sold dog food. You know, I mean, part of our job and part of the trick is to help people make that connection that if I want to continue having this tactile experience, I need to buy the books where I'm having that experience. And the point of my email was basically to say, there's a whole lot of you out there who already get it. And thank you. We really, really thank you. And know that we're always trying to make the experience better. And I would rather spend my time cementing that relationship and improving it than chasing the people who are going to run around just looking for the cheapest price.
So instead of preaching to the choir, you're just going to change the sermon and maybe grow the choir a little bit.
Right. I'm going to continue to preach to the choir and the hope is, through the technology that we have now, that the choir will help me grow the choir.
Man, he's a window shopper. Mad at me. I think I know why. Man, he's a window shopper.
Tom Holbrook there, co-owner and manager, River Run Books in Portsmouth. You can read the full text of the email he sent to his customers called Why I'm Not Going to Complain About Amazon Anymore on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Coming up, Instagram, cool photo app for hipsters or an envy-inducing social media creep fest? Word of Mouth gets to the unfiltered truth after a break.